1, 2, 3, 4. Hey, this is Supreme. Welcome to this episode of If You Ask Me. Today, I want to talk about a book that I just read. A book that I just listened to. I listened to the audiobook, right? So I just want to share some things that I learned from the book. The name of the book is Unfinished. It's a memoir by Priyanka Chopra. And I learned a couple of things and I thought, you know what, I can't keep this to myself. I just have to share. Right, and that's what I want to do today. Just a couple of things here and there. It's not like a full review of the book. It's just to tell you certain things that I saw in there. And what's fascinating for me is that I've only seen Priyanka Chopra in just one episode of one TV series, right? Quantico. I think that's one of our popular series, right? But I got fascinated, you know, when she got married to one of the Jonas Brothers, and that's Nick Jonas. And I've always loved the Jonas Brothers. Like, it's a teenage love kind of thing. So, yeah, when I saw that she had released a book, I decided to jump on this book. And I did not regret it one bit. Okay, I just want to talk about some salient lessons. First of all, the thing that jumps at your face right out of the box is the family values. The family values. It's to die for. Right? It really tells you what family is all about, because all through the book you could see a theme, a flowing theme of the importance of family, the importance of family. Like, I kid you not, it was something that could not be is it overstated? Yeah, you can't overstate the importance of family, really, because looking at Priyanka's life, how successful she is and all that, she wouldn't be there without her family. She wouldn't. The role that he played was so poignant, and it's still poignant, right? Because even today, she still has them, you know, by her side and all that. That's the very first one, you know. Family cannot be overstated at all. Right, and also I want to talk about the strength of her parents, the strength that the parents infused in her. Now, the thing is, in our day to day, you hear a lot of talk about how women have been relegated to the background and how women are not given a voice and how they're not allowed to air their opinions and all that. But right from a very young age, I mean, in the book, she was able to show how her parents, both the father and the mother, allowed her have her voice. You know, they allowed her express herself. And it was so beautiful and refreshing for me, really. I was glad. I was glad, you know, seeing that, of how they would go for events or maybe health, because her parents were medical doctors. And so how they would go for, you know, medical events in some remote places, and she would see the contrast of how other girls were treated, how other girls were denied healthcare just because they were girls. And so, you know, when I saw this, I was glad, you know, to see, because personally, right, I'm not one of those people who think about ladies as being, you know, lower or lesser than guys. Of course, I feel like every child is important, even, you know, girl children. I don't see any difference, you know. I feel like they should be encouraged to express themselves more. I feel like there's a lot of hidden potential in the world today because many women are not allowed to express themselves, right? Take a look at New Zealand, look at the president there. She's doing, the prime minister, I mean, and she's doing a whole lot of beautiful things. I think she handled the countries with female presidents and prime ministers actually handled COVID better than many other countries with male presidents. I'm a guy, but I mean, these are facts, right? Check you see the facts. These are facts. Right, and it's funny that I would mention facts, right? Because I think the next thing I want to talk about is how the book reinforced my thought that the news is not mostly information. I hate to say it, but it's true. It's not, now personally, I've avoided the news for a long time. Not that I've avoided it totally, but not getting sucked into that world of every morning I must, you know, check the newspapers or check the news platforms, check the news websites. No, I don't do that. I'm sorry. I don't care about that. I may check it to stay informed, but not so much as to be a fanatic of the news. No, because the news, I've realized, is not really it's not all information, right? Many of it is fiction. It's a narrative that's been created by a select few just to control the lot. You can call it a conspiracy theory if you like. I'm sorry, but that's when I listened to this book and seeing how experiences in her life were misconstrued by the media, it's just what is being done over and over again. It hasn't changed. I think it has even become worse now. So now it's easier for you to call facts fake news and then push your own narrative out, as long as you have much money to, you know, put out sponsored ads or pay people to man different social media accounts. So for me, it just reinforced my thought in that. And also another thing for me was about the fact that, you know, misintended, I don't know if misintended is a real word, but actions that were not, you know, intended could actually spiral into something big, something massive. You know, you may look at that action that you're carrying out and think, oh, it's a small action, it doesn't really mean a lot. But, and I'll give you an example here. So Priyanka's foray into the pageant that she went on, of course, you know, well, I don't know if you know, but she was once the Miss World. Yeah, Miss World of the entire world. Of course, she's pretty, right? So she's intelligent, very smart lady. So she was once Miss World. And how did she get into this? First of all, she had to get into Miss India. And it was a younger brother. How did the younger brother get her to go for this Miss India pageant? He wanted his bed back. So she had not been in the house for a long time. I think she went for she traveled out of the country. She was in the US for a while. And then since she came back home, she was in boarding school, and then she came back home. And the brother wanted his room back, because when she came back, she had to, you know, take up the next biggest room after the parents. And the brother wanted his room back, and so he saw this advert for Miss India and he took it to his mom. I started asking the mom questions about if the sister is pretty, how tall is the sister, does the mom think the sister would win if she went for this pageant. And of course, the rest is history. The mom enrolled her, entered her name and sent her details across, and that's that. From Miss India, she went for the Miss World contest, and she won. Right, all this started from a very innocent thought from a young boy saying, you know, I want my room back, so what's the smartest way to get my sister out of the house? Okay, let her go for this pageant so that I can have this room to myself. And that's that. And it's amazing to see how such an innocent action, you know, started out her career path. It was just beautiful to see that small thing that you think you are doing can have very large consequences. And the consequences are not always bad. Some of the consequences are good, they are big, they are beautiful, right? Sometimes it's bad anyway, but some other times it's as beautiful as Priyanka's career has become, right? So that's the thought for me. But lastly, okay, no, I don't think it's the last point. So let me share two more points. So the second to the last point I'm going to talk about is that if you bend to a social construct just because of its popularity, without first considering your own core values, it doesn't matter how high you rise, it doesn't matter how successful you think you've become, you are not successful. I say that with all surety or sureness. Yeah. With all confidence. Let that sink in. I'm pausing so that it sinks into your mind. Right? You are not successful. You have to consider your core. What's your core purpose? What's your core value? Do you have core values that you bounce things off before you make decisions? If you don't have, then I'm sorry. You have to find those. What are your core values? So that you don't just run around and you're not tossed about by every wind of doctrine. That's how the Bible puts it, right? You can't be tossed about by every wind of doctrine. You have to, come correct, so that you would be able to experience true success. You can't say you are rising in a particular strata and you are not happy about it. You are not fulfilling purpose. You don't feel like you're actually fulfilling purpose or making an impact. You know, like, to everybody out there, you're probably showing all the glitz and glamour, but in your heart of hearts, you know that this is not bringing me any kind of fulfillment and all that. But you're just rising in your career. You're just rising in the organization. No, I'm sorry. You have to find another way. Right. You have to find another way. You have to look inward more. So that's the point. And I got this from Priyanka, where she was told by a particular producer that she had to do some, augmentation to her body in order to be considered for certain roles or for certain productions in their company. It's ironic, because if this producer was saying that she needed all this and she didn't have to do that and she is where she is today, think about it. How many more people have bent to certain social constructs just because they were told that that's the only way? You can imagine, right? So it just stuck to me that you don't have to bend. You really don't have to bend. Have a ground that you stand on. Have values that you stand on, that guide you, that guide your decision making, that guide the kind of things you engage yourself in. If there's an opportunity that doesn't toe the line of your purpose, you can turn it down and you will still make it to where you ought to be. Right, you will still make it to where you ought to be. So that's that about that. Lastly, I don't know if this is my favorite, but I think it is anyway. this point for me is about how that ignorance can actually be bliss. I know there's this quote about how ignorance is bliss. Yeah, and this just gave it more light for me. How ignorance can be bliss. So it was when Priyanka went for the Miss India, I think it was, the Miss India pageant in Mumbai. And after all said and done, she was about moving back to her town, but she needed to know that they would get back to her. And so she walked up to a man and asked him, like, who did she have to talk to if they were going to get back to her? How was she going to know and all that? And the man gave her his card and told her to call him if she needed any information. And it turned out that this man was actually the head of a very big and popular magazine. Priyanka didn't know until she took the card to her mom. And it was the mom who showed it to her that, oh, this is the person you actually spoke with. This is the person whose card you are holding. And she was like, oh my God. she was ignorant about the person that she was going to meet. But because of this ignorance, she had the boldness to actually ask him, make the demand that she wanted to make of him. And she got the result, right? So you can imagine how many times we've looked at people and thought, he's so big, or this person is too massive of a personality for me to actually reach out to. It's funny, right? You may be leaving money on the table, you may be leaving opportunities, untouched, just because of that fear. You may call it respect or reverence, but it's still what it is. You are missing out on something big that you could be partaking in, right? So you may not have the privilege of in quote ignorance. I call it a privilege because in this context it's actually a privilege, right? So you may have missed out on that privilege of being ignorant of a particular thing, but if you've missed out on that, then still summon the courage and the boldness. Send that DM to that person you want to send the DM to, probably to collaborate. Send the email, or place that call, whatever it is. Send a WhatsApp message to that number on your contact list. I'm talking to you and I'm talking to myself right now, because there are a lot of contacts that I have. I know I need to reach out to just, have a conversation about certain things. And I haven't done that, right? So reading this or listening to this audiobook just, you know, kind of jolted a particular part of my brain. Like, dude, what are you doing? Right, so that's all I want to say right now about Priyanka Chopra, Jonas's Unfinished. It's a beautiful memoir. It's my first memoir, and I think I want to listen to some other memoirs. So thank you so much for listening to this episode. I remain supreme. These are some of the things I learned from this audiobook. If you've listened to the audiobook or if you've read this memoir, please, I would like to hear from you. What were your light bulb moments? Yes, I'm borrowing that phrase from my wife. She says that a lot. Light bulb moments. So what were your light bulb moments in this book? If you had any, please send me a voice message or send me an email. You see the details in the description below. Thank you for listening once again. I remain supreme. See you in the next episode. Bye.